longer. All day long you mutter to yourself, gibber, dribble, moan, and bash your head against the wall, yelling, I want to die. Now you may say I'm leaping to conclusions, but you're not completely happy, are you? It's Mother, isn't it?
No, it's not.
You're brooding over her death, aren't you?
Kate, for the final time, your mother is not dead. She's run off with your Uncle Henry.
Dear father, you never say such things to comfort me.
Your mother is alive and well and living in Droitwich. It's not her I brood over. I'm sad because, my darling, our poverty has now reached such extremes that I can no longer afford to keep us and must look to my own dear tiny darling to sustain me in my frail dotage.
But, Father, surely...
Yes, Kate. I want you to become a prostitute.
Father!
You defy me!
Why, indeed, I do. For it is better to die poor than to live in shame and ignominy.
No, it isn't.
I'm young and strong and clever. My nose is pretty. I shall find another way to earn us a living.
Oh, please go on the game. It's a steady job. And you'd be working from home.
Goodbye, Father. I shall go to London. Disguise myself as a boy. And seek my fortune.
Well, why walk all the way to London when you can make a fortune lying on your back?
Oh, very good shot, my lord.
Thank you, Warren.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, don't bother apologising. I'm sorry you're alive.
Ah, good. I see the target's ready. I'd like to see the Spaniard who could make his way past me.
Well, go to Spain. There are millions of them.
I advise them to stay there, then. Keep their hands off our women.
Oh, God. Who is she this time?
I don't know what you mean.
Ah. Oh! And who is Jane?
I am sworn to secrecy. Torture me, kill me, you shall never know. Oh, Jane Harrington! We are very much in love, my lord.
This is the Jane Harrington.
Yes.
Jane, bury me in a Y-shaped coffin, Harrington.
I think maybe there are two Jane Harringtons.
No? Tall, blonde, elegant?
Aye, that's right.
Goes like a privy door when the plague's in town.
My lord!
Come on, get on with your shot. You'll get over her. I did. So did Warwick, actually.
Yeah.
You see, she's got this thing about beards, apparently.
Well, in that case, I'm going to shave.
Bad luck, Baldus.
Not to worry, my lord. The arrow didn't, in fact, enter my body.
Ah, good.
No, by a thousand to one chance, my willy got in the way. Yeah, I'd only just put it there. But now, I will leave it there forever.
Quite so, Warwick. It can be your lucky willy.
Yes, my lord. Years from now, I'll show it to my grandchildren.
Well, Warwick, I think the grandchildren may now be out of the question.
What?
Poor old pea brain, eh? Ha! Never catch me falling in love. That's for damn sure as mustard. Come in.
Good day to you, Lord Blackadder.
Good day to you. Boy? What is it brings you here?
I'm an honest, hard-working lad, but poor, and I must support my father, who is stark raving mad. Therefore, I come to London to seek a servant's wage.
Well, yes, indeed. Unfortunately, I already have a servant.
The word is that your servant is the worst servant in London.
Well, that's true. Warwick, you're fired. Be out of the house until now. Well, young man, you've got yourself a job. What do they call you?
Kate.
Isn't that a bit of a girl's name?
Oh, it's short for, Bob.
Bob?
Yes.
Well,
Bob.
Welcome on board. Sorry, Warwick, any reason you're still here?
Looking for I've got nowhere to go, my lord.
Oh, surely you'll be allowed to starve to death in one of the royal parks.
I've been in your service since I was 2½, my lord.
Well, that must be why I'm so utterly sick of the sight of you.
Couldn't I just stay here and do the same job but for no wages?
Well, you know where you'd have to live.
In the gutter.
Yes. And you'd have to work a bit harder, too.
Of course, my lord.
All right, go and get Bob stuff in and chuck your filthy muck out into the street.
God bless you, sweet master.
Bob.
Okay. Bob, this is Percy, a dimwit I don't seem to be able to shake off.
Hello there, Bob. You young royster-doyster, you. You look a likely sort of lad for tricks and sports and all sorts of jolly rosy-cheeked caperings, eh?
Of course you do.
And more besides, I'll warrant you, young scamp.
Thank you so much for letting me stay, Lord Blackadder.
No, not at all, Bob. I'm looking forward to having you. Having another man about the house instead of that animal, Baldric. Excuse me, I'm just going to the lavatory.
How little he knows, and how much I would have him know.
I say, Bob, I think this calls for a celebration. How about a game of cop and ball? And a slap of tea at Mrs. Miggins' pie shop.
Get lost, creep.
I like you, young Bob. You've got balls.
Nice try, Melchie, but it's no use. I'm still bald.
Well, I'm very sorry, madam. Your royal father used to be very amused by my impersonation of Columbus.
Doesn't surprise me. He used to laugh at... those people with the funny faces and the bells.
Jesters, ma'am.
No, lepers. Where's Edmund these days?
Well, the whisper on the underground grapevine, ma'am, is that Lord Blackadder is spending all his time with a young boy in his service.
Oh. Spend more time with me if I was a boy.
Oh, surely not, madam.
You almost were a boy, my little cherry pip.
What?
Yeah. Out you popped out of your mummy's tumpkin, and everyone shouted, "He's a boy, he's a boy." And then someone said, "But he hasn't got a winkle." And then I said, "A boy without a winkle? God be praised, it's a miracle, a boy without a winkle." And then St. Thomas More pointed out that a boy without a winkle is a girl. And everyone was really disappointed.
Oh, yes, when you see, he was a very perceptive man, Sir Thomas More.
Oh, what has happened to Edmund? There's something very odd about someone who spends all their time with a servant.
Together, aren't we? Let's get ratted and talk about girls, eh? Yes, we could sing some really dirty songs and... Oh, God, I find you curiously pleasant company, young Bob.
I'm honoured and for my part want nothing more than to be with you, old man.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more healthy and normal than having a good, chum.
What think you, my lord, of love?
You mean rumpy pumpy.
What would you say, my lord, if I were to say, I love you?
Well, of course, it depends entirely on who you said it to. If you said it to a horse, I'd presume you were sick. If you said it to Baldric, I'd presume you were blind. And if you said it to me,
yes,
well...
Yes, my lord.
Well, I'd naturally assume we were having a big lad's joke about bat ticklers the way we healthy fellows often do, and I'd probably grab you for a friendly wrestle, and then we'd probably slap each other's thighs like jolly good chums and laugh at what it would be like if we really did
fancy each other.
In that case, my lord, I love you.
Don't worry, Bob. He used to try and kill me, too.
Hey, Garfunkel, I'm glad to see you. What do you want?
Well, I was wondering if I might sleep on the roof, sir. Only the town bailiff says if I lie in the gutter, I'll be flushed into the Thames with all the other turds.
Yeah, certainly, Morley. Help yourself. I was just off to bed. Anyway, good night,
Borick.
Good night,
Bob.
Good night, my lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Now then, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, it's my manservant.
I see. Well, don't be embarrassed. If you've got the pox, just pop your manservant on the table and we'll take a look at it.
No, I mean, it's my real manservant.
Uh-huh. And what's wrong with him?
There's nothing wrong with him. That's the problem. He's perfect. And last night, I almost kissed him.
I see. So you've started fancying boys, then, have you?
Not boys, a boy.
Yes, well, let's not split hairs. It's all rather disgusting and naturally you're worried.
Of course I'm worried.
Well, of course you are. It isn't every day a man wakes up to discover he's a screaming bender with no more right to live on God's clean earth than a weasel. Ashamed of yourself?
Not really, no.
Bloody hell, I would be. And still, why should I complain? Just leaves more rampant totty for us real men, eh?
Look, am I paying for this personal abuse, or is it extra?
No, all part of the service. I think you're in luck, though. An extraordinary new cure has just been developed for exactly this kind of sordid problem.
It wouldn't have anything to do with leeches, would it?
I had no idea you were a medical man.
I've never had anything you doctors didn't try to cure with leeches. A leech on my ear for earache, a leech on my bottom for constipation.
They're marvellous, aren't they?
Well, the bottom one wasn't. I just sat down and squashed it.
You know, the leech comes to us on the highest authority.
Yes, I'd heard that. Dr. Hoffman of Stuttgart, isn't it?
That's right, the great Hoffman.
Owner of the largest leech farm in Europe.
Yes. Well, I can't spend all day gossiping. I'm a busy man. As far as this case is concerned, I've now had time to think it over, and I can strongly recommend a course of leeches.
Just pop a couple down my codpiece before I go to bed.
No. Don't be ridiculous. This isn't the Dark Ages. Just pop four in your mouth in the morning and let them dissolve slowly. In a couple of weeks, you'll be beating your servant with a stick just like the rest of us.
You're just an old quack, aren't you?
I'd rather be a quack than a ducky. Good day.
Anything to follow, my lord? This lovely fat spider I found in the bar. I was saving it for myself, but if you found it...
Oh, shut up, Borick. I don't eat invertebrates for fun, you know. This is doctor's orders.
Oh, I don't hold with this newfangled doctrine. Any problems, I go to the wise woman.
Yes, Borick, I'm long past entrusting myself to some deranged druid who gives her professional address as One Dunghill Mansions Putney. Tell me, young crone, is this Putney?
That it be.
Yes, it is, not that it be. You don't have to talk in that stupid voice to me. I'm not a tourist. I seek information about a wise woman.
The wise woman. The wise woman.
Yes, the wise woman.
Two things, my lord, must ye know of the wise woman.
Yes.
First, she is a woman. And second, she is...
wise.
You do know her, then?
No, just a wild stab in the dark, which is incidentally what you'll be getting if you don't start being a bit more helpful. Do you know where she lives?
Of course.
Where?
Here. Do you have an appointment?
No.
Well, you can go in anyway.
Thank you, young crone. Here is a purse of monies, which I'm not going to give to you. Hello. Skeptical Nero. For already I see thy bloody purpose. Thou plottest, Blackadder. Thou wouldst be king and drown Middlesex in a butt of wine. No, it's far worse than that. I'm in love with my manservant.
Oh, well, I'd sleep with him if I were you.
What?
When I fancy people, I sleep with them. Oh, I have to drug them first, of course. Be so old and warty.
But what about my position, my social life?
Very well, then. Three other paths are open to you. Three cunning plans to cure thy ailment.
Oh, good.
The first is simple. Kill Bob.
Never.
Then try the second. Huh? Kill yourself.
And the third?
The third is to ensure that no one else ever knows.
Ah, that sounds more like it. How?
Kill everybody in the whole world!
Now, look here, Bob. I've got something very important to say to you, and I want you to listen very carefully.
Yes.
Look, Bob. I've decided that you are to leave my service.
Oh, no, my lord. My father will starve and I'll have to become a male prostitute. And besides, I thought we were friends.
Oh, we are friends, Bob. Of course. In fact, that's the reason I want you to leave my service and become my live-in chum.
Oh, my lord.
Now, I want to make it absolutely clear that I'm in no way interested in the contents of your tights.
You might be, my lord, if you knew what I kept in them.
I flatter myself, Bob, that I know what a gentleman keeps in his tights. Thank you very much.
But, my lord, I have a great secret.
What?
Prepare to be amazed.
Oh, no, you haven't got one of those birthmarks shaped like a banana, have you?
No.
Or a tattoo saying, get it here.
No.
Oh, God, you've got one of those belly buttons that sticks outwards, haven't you?
No, my lord.
Well, what can it possibly be? Good lord. So what was all that Bob stuff about then?
Because you would have just used me and cast me aside like you have so many women before.
Would I?
But now you've had a chance to grow to love me for what I really am.
Yes, that's true. And now, I want to marry you, Bob.
Kate.
Then come. Kiss me, Kate.
I bring grave intelligence of your former favorite, Lord Blackadder.
Oh, God.
It appears he wishes to marry a girl called Bob.
That's a very odd name for a girl, isn't it? Girls are normally called Elizabeth. Or Mary.
And Donald.
Mouth is open, nurse, he should be shut.
But it's true, sweet one. I had three sisters and they were called Donald, Eric and Basil.
Then why is your name Nursie?
That ain't my real name.
Isn't it?
No.
What is your real name then?
Bernard.
Suits you, actually.
Your Majesty.
Oh, hello, stranger.
I seek your permission to wed.
So I hear. Nurse, what do you think of all this?
I must profess, madam, I am astonished that Blackadder could possibly have eyes for any other woman than yourself.
Good point. Though slightly grovelly.
But when I fell in love, ma'am, I didn't know she was a woman. I thought she was a boy.
Oh, of course, that makes it perfectly acceptable.
Oh, all right. Go on and marry her.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just tell me one thing. Is her nose as pretty as mine?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Oh, God. Because otherwise I would have cut it off. And then you'd have had to marry someone without a nose, and that wouldn't be very nice, would it?
No, ma'am.
I mean, imagine her mess when she got a cold. Yuck!
Well, quite, ma'am.
All right. Off you go, then. Everyone
one seems to get married except me.
And me, Mum.
Oh, shut up, Bernard.
You make a lovely bridesmaid, Baldric. Pity me that I have no actual girl chums, because we were so poor in our house we couldn't afford friends.
It is strangely in keeping with the manner of our courtship that your maid of honour should be a man.
Thank you very much, my lord.
Well, I use the word man in its broadest possible sense. For as we all know, God made man in his own image. It'd be a sad lookout for Christians throughout the globe if God looked anything like you, Baldric.
Ignore old Mr. Grumpy. There you are, Boulders. You look sweet as a little pie.
Kate, he looks like what he is, a dung ball in a dress.
Hello there. Edmund, you didn't tell me we were expecting guests. And such a pretty one, too.
Oh, God.
Well, you're a little cutie to be hiding yourself away all these years. Tell me, gorgeous, what's your name?
He's called Baldric.
Baldric. That's a pretty name. Edmund used to have a servant called Baldric. But anyway, away with such small talk. Lady, a kiss.
What?
You're so modest, too. Come on, you little tease. You know you want to. Give us a kiss.
All right. You say so.
What's an original perfume?
That is our Baldric. He's wearing a dress. Anyway, what do you want?
Edmund, there has been some discussion around the court on the subject of who's going to be your best man, and I thought it might be the moment to bring the subject to a conclusion.
Ah, yes, Percy. I would like you...
Oh, I'm so proud!
Please, let me finish. I would like you to take this letter to Dover, where is recently docked the galleon of my old school friend and adventurer, Lord Flashheart. He shall be my best man.
Lord Flashheart?
Hmm.
The best sword, the best shot, the best sailor, and the best kisser in the kingdom.
Even he. To Dover at once.
Yes. Actually, I was going to suggest Lord Flashheart the best man myself.
All right.
Edmund, I can't believe it's really happening.
It is, my sweet.
Before we go in, I want you to meet my father.
Oh, fine. Excuse me, could you move along, please? Look, I'm waiting for my father-in-law. Last thing I want is some scruffy old beggar blocking the corridor cutting a cabbage.
I am your father-in-law.
Oh, no. All right, how much do you want to clear off?
Edmund, how could you? He's my father, my only living relative.
£10 should do the trick.
Father!
All right, there we go.
Edmund, you mustn't.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get Baldric to beat him up after the ceremony. We'll get the money back. Come on, wait.
Oh, Edmund, could we get on, do you think? I want to get to the reception so I can get Scriffy and seduce someone.
Yes. Unfortunately, ma'am, my best man still has not arrived.
We'll get another one.
Well, there's no one else I can really think of. Sorry, Percy?
Nothing, my lord. Just clearing my throat. Good.
Who are you coughing all the way through the ceremony?
Come on, Edmund. You must be able to think of another best man.
Well, I suppose I could ask Percy. Percy!
My lord!
Can you think of another best man?
Well, My lord, one name does spring to mind.
Yes, but I can't ask Baldrick. He's a bridesmaid. Besides, I need a friend, an equal, an old and trusty companion.
I think there is one person in the room who fits the description.
Of course. Nursey. How do you fancy putting on a pair of hose and being my best man?
Edmund, don't be so naughty. You know perfectly well who Percy is referring to.
All right. I'm sorry. Melchett. All right, all right. Ashamed as I am and contradiction in terms though it is, Percy, you can be the best man.
Oh, my lord! Noble curse! Oh, what an honor! I brought along a ring.
I really did think old Flash would have turned up.
Flash by name, Flash by nature. Hooray! Hooray!
Where have you been?
Where haven't I been? What? Well, I'm here now. Who is that?
I don't know, but he's in your place.
Not for long. Thanks, bridesmaid. Like the beard. Gives me something to hang on to. So my old mate Eddie's getting hitched, eh? What's the matter? Can't stand the pace of the in crowd? Hi, Queenie. You look sexy. But listen, wear your hair long. I prefer it that way.
I've got such a crush on him.
And Melchie! Still worshipping God?
My lord.
Last thing I heard, he started worshipping me. Nursey! I like it. Firm and fruity. Am I pleased to see you, or did I just put a canoe in my pocket? Down, boy, down! And now, where's this amazing bird? The one who stopped my old pal Eddie doing exactly whatever he wants. 10 times a night.
Ah, yes, Flash, let me introduce my fiancée, Kate.
My baby.
She's got a tongue like an electric eel, and she likes the taste of a man's tonsils. You don't want to marry this jerk, baby. Meet me on my horse in 8 seconds.
But I can't run in this frock. You see, I find I actually prefer wearing boys' clothes.
Weird. I always feel more comfy in a dress. I've got a plan, and it's as hot as my pants.
What a man Flash is, eh? Things will certainly liven up around here now he's back. Won't they, Flash?
So long, suckers. Next time you get bored of your lives, give me a call, and I'll come round and kill you.
Bye, Edmund, and thanks for everything.
Hooray!
It is customary on these occasions for the groom to marry the bridesmaid. I presume you intend to honor this?
I do.
Flash, a twig, he had his beard.